You're listening to the Right Ordered Life podcast, episode number 50. That's right, it's episode number 50. If you've listened from the beginning, then my sincere shout out goes to you today. Thank you, my friend. It means a lot. Thank you for listening and sharing this message of hope, healing, and freedom. Have you ever tried to feel better, to fix the things that are, quote, wrong with you, only to find out that nothing has truly helped? I get you. And that's why today I'm diving deeper into emotional burdens, mistakes we make in dealing with these burdens, and how to finally lift them. I'm telling you the truth that you're not getting from overly simplistic self-help books, therapists, and Google, so you can decide if you want to heal and have hope that you can calm your emotional storms and be empowered to feel good in a life you want to wake up to. That's coming up. Feeling good about your resume, money, achievements, that doesn't last. It won't make you happy. It won't heal you. Definitely not enough to dissolve the emotional burdens you're carrying. And by the way, check out episode 48 on how to stop thinking I'll be happy when. I'm a weird bird. I will tell you that. I live in a very deep, introspective world where I think a lot about peace, happiness, simplicity, balance, how to heal the real but hidden burdens my friends are carrying. And God gave me a calling to go deeper, beyond the surface and the tools that just change the exterior. That's how I developed transformational coaching programs. I was tired of what didn't work. So many things don't work. And believe me, I've tried them. Books, therapy, very expensive coaching programs, pills. There had to be a way to tap into what I knew was there, but not known and not readily available on the market. After over a decade of living this trial and error, studying and practicing, I created the Career Breakthrough Program and then the Right Ordered Life Program. And why is that so different? Well, I'm going to walk you through burden examples, mistakes, and how to heal in a second. But for now, I think what my client Sarah said to me, she just said it so clearly and it stuck. She said, "Stacy, what you've done for me in 6 weeks, my therapist couldn't do in 6 years. We're all carrying emotional burdens. Some are from trauma, loss, a specific event that has left us carrying a backpack of heavy bricks like grief, abandonment, fear, shame, anger. And some burdens are less perceptible, but we feel their effect every day. For example, feeling depressed, discouraged, unfulfilled, feeling like we're failing or even unloved. These burdens are heavy. We can't shake them and they color over every day of our lives. Did you know that emotional burdens drain your energy? For example, you might be on your third cup of coffee by 1 p.m. or crashing on the couch scrolling your phone by 7 p.m. every night. You might be putting so much time into projects, cleaning, work tasks, so they're done right and perfect because your burden is needing approval and validation so you can feel worthy and approved. Another example, you keep falling back to sleep in the morning in between hitting snooze 3 times because it's hard to get out of the bed in the morning. Snapping at your kids or husband in anger out of nowhere, like 0 to 60 in 1 second anger. This rage part of you just takes over. So you get the idea. And no one is burden-free in this life. No matter how pretty the Facebook pictures, how positively they talk, how pretty their life looks, everyone carries pain. And yet so many of us blunder our way through trying to get rid of this pain or just ignoring it. These are the top 3 mistakes I see people make when trying to deal with their burdens. And if you're making any of these mistakes, it's not your fault. You're not alone. I've made them too. Number 1, thinking you can handle them on your own. You might be flying solo with no other strategy besides avoiding dealing with it. But this just leaves you confused, thinking the same circular thought with no relief. I'm not happy. I can't do this. I'm so tired. And this suppression, stuffing it down, leads to isolation. And it leaks out in the form of harmful coping mechanisms. Maybe alcohol, drugs, overeating, sugar addiction, shopping, spending. But maybe you've tried something. Maybe you've tried on your own watching YouTube or reading a self-help book. And that's a step, but it's surface work. Affirmations won't cut it. It's like trimming the top of a weed and never pulling out the weed at the root. When you're alone in healing work, you have no mirror to give you feedback and insight, no guidance, no accountability for taking action. Does that make sense? Mistake number two, going to therapy for a long time. Now, I'm not saying all therapy is bad. I'm a licensed professional counselor, and I obviously respect the field, but there's a reason I practice on the coaching side. There are so many factors that need to be in alignment for therapy to have a major healing impact. And it takes time, money, and persistence to align these factors. Instead of alignment and positive results, I see a lot of people get stuck in the wrong therapeutic modality, the wrong therapist fit. They're not given or following through on homework. They only have one touch point, their one session per week, if at all that, and it's just not enough for effective change. And you can also get stuck in the endless digging into your childhood, into your past, which a lot of people just get tired of after a year or more of that approach. Mistake number three, and this is the most harmful, making false conclusions about ourselves. So for example, someone did blank to me, and therefore I'm unworthy. The blank could be broke up with me, abandoned me, assaulted me. Another common conclusion, I committed this terrible sin and therefore God doesn't love me. He can't forgive me. Or I'll never be happy. I never get things right. I keep failing in multiple areas of life. I'm alone. I don't deserve any better. I'm lazy and undisciplined. I can't do this. I can't afford to get help. We live from our beliefs. You make a meaning, which we call a belief, and your belief generates an emotion, and how you feel produces an action or lack of action. And then what follows is a result. Right? So your thoughts snowball into this meaning. You make a meaning, that's your belief, and then you feel, you take action or don't take action, and that produces a result. So how we show up is a result of our beliefs. And we just accept these beliefs. That's how life is. It's the only reality. No, it's not. I understand that emotion, that weight you've been carrying, the meaning the parts of you made in response to a trauma, it feels so heavy, so acute, like the only reality. But I promise you, my friend, it's not. There's another way to think and to feel. Your brain just hasn't learned how yet. All right, so those are three biggest mistakes I see. Now let's talk about a better way. What does it take to heal and have hope when nothing else has worked? I'm going to give you six conditions. They're a formula, a recipe, the conditions for change. And you can think of it like a garden. What six things does a garden need to thrive? Soil, sunlight, water, nutrients, protected space to grow roots and leaves, and pruning or harvesting. Okay, so number one, the first condition, you need a safe space for you to be 100% honest and vulnerable. And a lot of times when people start working with me, it's the first time they've ever felt safe somewhere. Now, the safe space can be with one person, like a coach or a therapist. It can also be in a small group. I have received help personally, and I've provided service in all different ways, and I've found that for most people, a combination of one-on-one help and a small group is most helpful. This way, you have plenty of support, and you can learn from other people and see that you're not alone. A rising tide lifts all boats. You need feedback and insight because you're on the inside of a jar, and you can't read the outside label. Condition number two, you need action and accountability. You need someone who can customize action, meeting you right where you are, creating just what you need for a breakthrough and to make it as easy as possible for you to follow through with it. I love doing this with clients. And now, while I include proven activities I've created in my modules, I never go into a coaching session with a predetermined action for a client to take. I come up with fresh ideas in the moment, to meet her exactly where she is. And then I set her up with a Google Drive folder where she can share with me written or voice recorded journals, her homework, progress, and questions. This way she has unlimited touch points with me and gets answers and support any day she wants it. For example, just this morning I was talking with a client about how she's doing with handling her self-criticizing thoughts that pop into her head during her workday. We don't want her to spiral into one of these negative thoughts, get super distracted, lose time, and then finish her workday with a lack of confidence, believing she's not good enough. So I suggested she keep a pad of paper at her desk and write at the top, "Oh, that's silly." And whenever a self-critical, judgmental, or just wacky thought threatened to hijack her brain, she can take notice, write it down, and then move on with her work until she decides it's a good time to deal with a thought if and when it needs attention. And you can be sure I'm going to reach out to her and follow up with this action and the other homework she'll be doing before our next session. If you don't have someone cheering you on, keeping you accountable, and helping you maintain momentum, you are making only a fraction of the healing progress you could be making, if any at all. You're just making it harder and slower. Condition number 3, you need to work from the inside out. Your mind needs healing. Your heart needs healing. And this requires deep work. You can't just trim the top of the weed or put a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound. Doesn't work. You need to dive deep into forgiveness and reprogramming your mind. You need specific techniques to override the lies and find the truth. All of my clients who have healed and made massive positive change in their lives had to deal with deeply rooted beliefs like, "I'm not enough. People don't accept who I really am. I'm not lovable. I'm not worthy." Yes, there are external situations you might need to work on improving as well, like parenting skills, communication with your husband, how to deal with a terrible boss. But you need to go deep to heal if you want to release your burdens and have hope. Not just put on a good face and ignore it, but to truly feel at peace and have hope. And you know what else is on the inside that you need for sustainable healing? The love of Jesus. And that's a hard one. Even I doubt the depths of his love for me at times. But we have to bring the Lord into our healing heart work. As St. Augustine said, "Our hearts are restless until they rest in you, Lord." Condition number 4. You need to learn to give yourself what the world will not give you. Compassion, acceptance, and the power to create a new identity in light of how God sees you and what he visions for your life. Why is it that you're really good at giving compassion and acceptance to others, but you're a stickler when it comes to giving it to yourself? You would never think of saying to a child what you say to yourself in your head, and yet that's what you're doing. When you beat yourself up with mean self-talk, you're saying that to your inner child who doesn't deserve that. Let me give you an example. My client told me that she fears the loss of her coworkers' respect. Once we defined what respect meant to her, it was clear that what she really wanted wasn't respect, it was acceptance for who she is. And you know what she was able to see? That she already has acceptance. It's solid, and its trajectory is only to grow. And she can always give herself space. She can always choose to accept herself. Condition number 5, confidence and empowerment. Without this, my friend, you'll freeze and always stay a people pleaser, afraid of judgment and rejection. You won't fulfill God's calling for you, and I'll just be honest, you will have regrets at the end of your life. Think about it. The opposite of confidence and empowerment is fearful. It's avoidance, playing small, being a victim. Think about what kind of action you will take from this state. Remember, because action flows from your beliefs. If this is how you're showing up, will you take any risks? Will you speak up? Will you use your talents to help people? Will you forgive yourself and others? Will you do what's hard? And I'm not saying you need to be confident on day 1, but you need to do the work to make your soil, referring back to the garden analogy, make your soil confident and empowered. It's fuel your plant needs to grow, or in our case, heal. And condition number 6, communication. There is no healing without learning how to speak. Literally what to say and how to say it to yourself, to your husband, and in the inevitable difficult conversations you need to have with people in your life who have conflict with you, who are toxic, or just need boundaries. Talk is your thoughts coming to life. Breathing power into them affects an outcome. One of the very first things you need to learn to communicate is your feelings to yourself. For example, it can be as simple as, I feel guilty, or I'm feeling lonely today. That's where you start. And as you learn more, you'll develop the communication skill of reframing. And you'll learn to create a new meaning that serves you better. And a reframe that helps you respond patiently when your husband triggers you. In summary, to heal and have hope when nothing else has worked, you need these 6 conditions. Number 1, a safe space. Number 2, action and accountability. And you need someone to help you do this. Number 3, work from the inside out. Number 4, compassion and acceptance. Number 5, confidence and empowerment. Number 6, communication. My question to you, my friend, is which condition have you been missing on your healing journey? And what are you going to do to create these conditions? What's your one next step? I want to offer you one simple next step that will set all these conditions in motion, easy peasy. Talk with me. I know exactly what to do to help you, and it all starts with one simple step of a get-to-know-you chat so I can listen and understand what you need. Grab a time to talk with me through the link at the top right of stacysantiago.com or by clicking the link in the show notes. There is a way to heal beyond what you can imagine. And from experience, I can tell you, my friend, it is a lot easier and faster when you have an expert who can give you the 6 healing conditions so you can escape overwhelm and finally feel lighter and at peace. All right, my friend, by now you know I love connecting with you. Send me a DM or email me at stacy@stacysantiago.com with a question or comment. I'll do a happy dance and I will reply to you personally. And one more super quick request, would you please leave a review in the Apple Podcast app? It's super simple and takes less than 60 seconds. Just scroll down under the Right Order Life podcast episodes, tap to leave a 5-star rating, and then right below that, click write a review and write a few simple words about what you like about the podcast. And when you leave a review, DM me, please, because I want to thank you and send you a gift. If you're like me, you love when cool gifts show up in the mail. But most of all, thank you for helping me get this message out to women who need to hear it. Coming up next week on the show, I'm showing you how to avoid distractions that steal your time. You know, the little things throughout the day that lead you down a rabbit hole, time flying by, and then you say to yourself, what did I do today? Distractions lead to feeling disappointed, less than, and even failing in multiple areas of life. So let's go from distracted to focused and feel good about your day and like time is on your side. In the meantime, I humbly ask that you please go share the show with your friends, invite them to tune in with you and learn how to escape overwhelm, find peace with life's demands, and have joy in a simplified life. I'll see you back here next week, my friend. And until then, celebrate that you are one step closer to living your right-ordered life.